going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affects your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspective. Absolutely,
so stay tuned.
Thank you for joining us on Upfront today on The Voice of America. Now, many people that I've spoken to say they have some sort of a life plan, whether it's an annual plan or a daily plan. For example, they plan to lose weight, they plan to get a job or start school, you name it, you know. And many of us mean to follow through with our plans, but most times those plans just don't fall through. And there are many reasons why. So the question is, do you plan your life? Do you have a master plan written out, or you just go through life as it comes? How true is the adage, failing to plan is planning to fail? Let's talk. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
My success to development is well planned. Throughout this year, if I don't achieve this, then I'll be a failure.
For the case of putting my strategic plan on paper, sincerely speaking, it's not on paper, it's just always in my head.
My plan for myself is always there. I normally plan at least for a period of 2 years. After having that one elapsed or exhausted all, I have to evaluate what I've succeeded, what I've failed to do.
So I have a written plan. Like, I've started my business in 2 years back. I've planned for it. So I've drawn my plan that I have to do my business for 2 years in the market. Then from there, I will go back to the school.
I know you want me. I made it obvious that I want you to. So put it on me. Let's remove the space between me and you. Now rock your body. Oh. Damn, I like the way that you move. So give it to me. Oh. 'Cause I already know what you wanna do. Here's the situation. Been to every nation. Nobody's ever made me feel the way that you do. You know my motivation, given my reputation. Please excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but tonight I'm
I'm called Chipalon Subugajole. My success to development is well planned. I cannot say that it's me who planned it, okay, but I also contribute to its success. I know how I control my career. I can lay the foundation. Then throughout this year, if I don't achieve this, then I'll be a failure. So I strive my level best that I achieve what I have planned. I have to make sure that every year, okay, I feel I have added on something in the field where I'm working. Okay, and I think since 1999 up to now, I have only lost twice on some of the strategies that I wanted to achieve in the years. Otherwise, the rest of the years, it has been a success. I've been achieving all what I wanted.
Well, I'm called Incimenta Leon. I'm 20 years old. I'm a businessman. Well, I remember way back when I was a young boy, my father always used to tell me that if you have three things which are discipline, hard work, and being truthful to people, you'll have the success. And I've really tried my best to put that thing in me. And for the case of putting my strategic plan on paper, sincerely speaking, it's not on paper, it's just always in my head.
Front yard, broad day, walk
a fuck. Thanks all of you for your contributions to Upfront on the Voice of America. Your contributions are always very welcome and very helpful in giving us a different view on what we are talking about. If you want to be part of the show and contribute, you can also call us in the USA. The number is 202-203-4051.
And visit us in the blogosphere at Upfront Africa.
The blogosphere.
That's Upfront Africa. .com.
And leave us some Africa. Comments.
You know, that's how we do. Catch us on Facebook as well. I mean, I understand if you don't want to be Jackson's friend on Facebook, but hook me up on Facebook.
Be my friend. You know where to find me.
Now, Jackson, many people say that they have a plan in life. Others say that they just live life as it comes to them. And they decide on the spur of the moment what to do about certain things in their lives. Well, a life plan means that you are in the driver's seat of your life and you choose what goals you want to work on and how you're going to set out to achieve them.
Indeed, Nadia, it means that you set the pace of how fast or slow you want to go in achieving your goals. For example, if you're walking towards attaining a college degree, if you're trying to lose weight, you get to decide what you eat or how many times you go to the gym. So it's all in the planning. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with my friend Chineme Wilson. Okay, so in general, let me ask you, do you have a calendar where you plan out your life or your daily life?
At certain times in my life, I have. I think at the most demanding, when I had most one of the most demanding careers, which, well, that's arguable. But anyway, when I sold home loans, I did, because I had a lot of clients I was meeting every day, and there was just so much happening that you couldn't keep track if you didn't have a calendar, so many different appointments. So, yeah, at certain times in my life, I actually have, and I would say the times when I had regular appointments that were irregular appointments that were so different on a daily basis, I had to have a calendar to be able to keep track of who I was meeting with, when and why, and what was going on. My life is a little more simplified, so I haven't had that strong need to maintain the calendar.
Which life is more stressful, the one where you have to plan a lot or the one where you kind of let things go by themselves, let the flow of life take you?
Well, I think depending on the nature of your career, sometimes you have to have that calendar and you have to have that schedule. It just depends. Some people enjoy, some people can handle the stress and like the pressure and their, you know, they live for that. Well, some people prefer it more slow, more calculated, less erratic, you know, less spontaneous, more structured type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really does vary as your personality and the reason you chose that career or the reason why you're in that career, you know. So I think it's just a matter of the individual and what they kind of like.
Now, in the grander scheme of things, did you plan to be where you are right now, or you kind of found yourself there?
I found myself in it. I just kind of fell into it. I thought it would continue to be as busy and as packed and as erratic and as unpredictable and as full as it once was. But right now, it just isn't that. And I'm not exactly missing those days when it was so busy and just so erratic and so jam-packed from day to night. And I'm missing the money it was making me.
Okay.
I'm missing that part because somehow, sometimes, you know, that's how a busy life correlates to how much you make as well.
Right. And isn't that in itself some kind of sort of a metaphor of life? The more structured, the more planned you were with your life, the more successful you are financially.
Well, yes and no. I guess it's kind of the opposite to what I'm describing. The more predictable life for me has been the less financially prosperous time. But when it was less predictable, it had more activity in it.
I was able to have
more appointments and do more sales. Basically, I was in sales. So I was able to make more money because, you know, of the unpredictability of sales and the opportunities sales gives you. But when it's a more structured 9-to-5 thing, you're kind of limited as to how much you can make and what you can do and all that good stuff.
That was Chinime Wilson, a regular contributor here on the show. This is Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Vunganyi and Nadia Sami. Nadia, let me bring you in on the discussion here first of all asking you what are some of the reasons why most of our plans fail? Because we all have all these grand plans that we come up with, whether they are written or not, but we all have some sort of a plan for most people that I know, including myself. But why do these plans fail? What is the one thread that ties together the success or the failure, actually the failure of our plans?
There can be any number of reasons why our plans fail, Jackson. Sometimes it's because of poor planning, unrealistic planning. Sometimes it's because the environment has changed. Things don't stay the same forever. We live in a fluid world, and that's something you need to take into account when you plan. Just like inflation goes up and down, so do the different circumstances in our environments. Things change. So, I mean, there are a number of reasons why our plans fail. Sometimes it's not a bad thing when things don't go according to the plan we've made, and so we must also be flexible to adapt to that. But I think one measure we can put in place to go a little way in ensuring that our plans don't fail is to make realistic plans. And to say that you one day want to be a director of XYZ company, I think that's a realistic plan. If you put it out in the universe that that's what you want, and then you plan accordingly, well, I have to go to college and study this course, I have to network in those circles, I need to read up about this, you start to set your life up so that you can make it a reality. When I say realistic plans, I don't mean that you must lessen your plans. I just mean that realistic means that you actually need to be able to envision a way that you can make that happen.
Yo, you are listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. Hear me with Jackson Vunganyi and Nadia Sami. Show to see the diamonds, all the diamonds in my ring. I can get you anything. Money ain't the thing.
Gucci.
I can be the co-pilot, you can do the driving. You can be the star, baby, I can be your stylist. Know my name at Gilligan, but let's go to an island. Person make you smile, but I'd rather buy your diamonds. And if I'm far away from you, this ring will be reminded that nobody can do the things I do, I treat you kindly. And I ain't trying to flatter you, but I think you're the finest. And damn, you getting thick, I hope you don't go on a diet. I just bought you some glasses, cause tonight I will be blinded. Watch, I ain't rains, hear the rains, and they shining. Gucci man, I'm not baby, but you can call me Isis. So tell your if the hate on me, I don't want him to lie, man.
He put them low profiles on my car. He treat me to a petty plus manicure. Anything that I ask for from my sponsor, he go and bye-bye-bye-bye. A baby blue medallion I just got. My feet, they speak Italian, walk so high. I told you, baby, thanks a lot. My sponsor, he go and bye-bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We're talking planning your life and how we can all go about making certain plans in our lives that can actually enrich our lives. Stay tuned to the show. Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C., and I'm in Cape Town, South Africa. Let's listen to some more of your opinions now.
Well, I always put targets for myself. At least I always try my best that every month I put something on my account. Yeah, that's the way I'm doing it now.
Olwench Salfa Butrus. I personally, of course, my plan for myself is always there. I normally plan at least for a period of 2 years. After having that one a lap or exhausted all, I have to evaluate what I've succeeded, what I've failed to do.
My name is Engineer Neko James. Yeah, that's what even that I'm doing. What I'm doing right now, I have my own jobs, I'm doing my own things, and now is that the work I do, it is I plan my work. And then I do the work. Out of that, all the work I do is for myself. So that's when I'm building myself from that, what I'm doing now.
Jackson, some people say that they would rather not plan out their lives and rather just take it as it comes. What do you think?
Well, Nadia, and yes, that could have its benefits, but also it could be dangerous, you know. We really do need a plan. We need to know where we are and how much work we need to do or to put in to achieve success towards any goal that we have. You have to have goals, and you know, goals in life. And all of us have goals in life. Whether you're in school or not, whether you're a young professional or not, you have some sort of goal. And so. For you to understand where you are and how much work you need to put in to realize that goal, there's some sort of a plan that has to be put in place. Action plan, so to say.
Cool thoughts to ponder there, Jackson. Well, you tuned to Upfront on The Voice of America with Jackson Vungani and I'm Nadia Sami. We've got loads more coming your way, so do keep your station locked right here on The Voice of America.
Students to voicing, and I've got news for rejoicing. Now a new sun is rising, I count my blessings. That I'm safe when I'm resting, furniture in my nesting. Not by force, I'm suggesting, you count your blessings. I've got love and assurance, I've got new health insurance. I've got strength and endurance, so I count my blessings. And give thanks to the Master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.
Count your blessings. Cause yo, this year, can't wait till it gets here. 7/21/09, my first son will shine. And it's amazing, I'm about to be raising another made man. And like his dad, they'll praise him. And some will hate him, just cause we building a nation. Like Bob did with Damien, the world will embrace him. Girls will chase him, foresee they will not break him. And when I'm not around, you look for God and thank him.
I've got somewhere to dress for, and I've got no need to stress for. And so I'll always put my best forth, and count my blessings. And there'll be no need for tissues, cause there'll be no further issues. If you've got someone who miss you, man, count your blessings. And I've got love and assurance, and I've got new health insurance. And I've got strength and endurance, so I've got my blessings. And give thanks to the Master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.
On The Voice of America, issues affecting your daily lives.
In case you've just joined us, thanks for doing so. This is Upfront. I'm Nadia in Cape Town and Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C. Let's hear some more of your opinions on our topic today. We're talking about planning your life.
My plan is to, after 2 or 3 years, to do some. My plan is to do something which is much better than what I'm doing right now.
Thank you. My name is Sarah Pony. I'm the student in the Bridge University. I've sold my things in the market for last 2 years. Then this year, I've joined the school, and I know my plans is going accordingly. Still, I have some plans ahead, like upgrading and looking for a job. So there's a two alternative for me. If I get a job, I have to take like a 1 year doing the job to raise some money. Then from there, I'll come back to school.
Now, we should point out that even though people make plans on their own, there is a need to have someone or people in general to support you, to advise you, etc. We all need advice and support to succeed and to cope with disappointments. So this can be a family member, it could be your parents or your elders, or a mentor in the industry. It's always advisable to have a mentor in the industry that you're thinking of entering.
Yes, Nadia, but ultimately you are responsible for your plan and for your own decisions about it. It's your plan and nobody else makes it for you, you know. So you can break it or change it or scrap it. If it was a movie, you would be directing it yourself, you know, self-direction. And it's a good thing, you know, it can be liberating, but it's also a little bit intimidating, but it's very possible and can happen. My friend Henok, and colleague also here at VOA, says he does not really plan out his life that much. So I caught up with him, and this is what we talked about.
Well, Jackson, I do sometimes plan a part of my life, and I leave the rest for surprises, because I really think when it comes to living my life, I want to be spontaneous to a certain extent, but mostly professionally, especially. And with what I do for a living in my life, I would like to be organized, but not as much as I would like to.
Okay, so personal life, spontaneous, as in you like to go to let things flow by themselves. You don't have a calendar where you plan out the day, you know, I'm going to do this today or tomorrow and stuff.
I do plan a little bit. You know, I used to live with a girlfriend who used to plan everything to the tiniest detail by the minute. And even going on vacation, she had to plan everything. And that really left no room for spontaneity. So I think everybody should leave a little room for spontaneity. But in Africa, generally, whether it is professionally or even leaders, talk about leaders, military leaders, they are not well organized. I can give you an example. I was just reading a book by Ethiopia's former dictator, Mengistu Haile Mariam.
All right.
And he had one of Africa's strongest armies, and he lost to rebels that were really not that organized.
Right.
The reason for that being, they did not plan anything ahead of time. And not planning anything and not knowing how to organize yourself and your army really can cost you a regime, let alone what we're talking about right now, personal life and professional career. So I think in Africa, generally, we lack the habit or the culture of planning our daily life, professional life, and we don't do that much. And personally, in my life too, I almost at the end of every year, I buy a calendar or an agenda that would have my daily activities, but you know, I have 2009 calendar that I haven't used. I have a 2010 calendar. I probably used 3 or 4 leaves. So we really are not in the habit of jotting down what we want to accomplish at the end of a day or at the end of a month or at the end of a week.
Right.
And we don't have the culture of looking back and saying, I did this right, I did this wrong, and just looking at the things that we accomplished.
And because of that, do we tend to make the same mistakes over and over again?
We do tend to make mistakes over and over again. In addition to that, we are not that productive. See, when you have segments within a day for whatever activities or work that you have, then you program yourself and you plan your time accordingly. You know, take it from very saying that, I'm late because I'm an African, this is an African appointment, whatever. Like,
right.
Look at African weddings, look at African events.
Mm.
One time...
African time.
You know, this is you know, this is not a joke. We sometimes use it as an excuse to escape from something. But that really means socially and also in terms of culture a great deal. We don't plan our time. Once I was covering a very important political event in Washington, D.C., and it was supposed to start at, I think, 3 p.m. in the afternoon in Washington. At that time, I was in New York trying to catch a bus. And the ride from New York takes about 4 to 5 hours.
Right.
And when I arrived in D.C., the meeting just started. So these are the kind of things. And I did that because every time I cover political events, it's always the case that they are at least 3 or 4 hours late.
You're talking about African-related events?
This is an Ethiopian-related event. It was a political event that I was covering in Washington. And I had covered the same kinds of events for, you know, 2 years prior to that. And I have learned to go 3 hours late because they are at least 3 or 4 hours late. And imagine, Jackson, they have paid for the hotel, expensive prices for those hours that they're not using.
That's very funny. Henok, I'll let you go. Thank you very much, as always.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Henok Fente, my colleague here, he is from Ethiopia. This is Upfront on The Voice of America with Jackson Bunganyi and Nadia Sami. Now, Nadia, if making elaborate plans about your life makes you nervous, the one advice that I would give to you is that you need to find people who have been where you are and have succeeded at life and ask for their advice, really. You know, they could be your elders, your teachers, your parents, or people you look up to.
For sure, Jackson, that's good advice. And another thing to remember is that something that sounded like a good idea to you when you were 18 years old might sound completely absurd to you when you're 28, or something that you'd plan to have accomplished by the time you're 25 and you reach the age of 24 and you start thinking differently. Those are all realities. Those are all eventualities, and that's normal that you're going to come across those things. At the same time, don't be surprised if you reach the age of 28 years old and you look back and you see, but I've actually achieved step one, step two, and step three of that plan that I made when I was in high school. And it shouldn't surprise you, because if you put it out that that is what you wanted to achieve, and then you put it on the back burner in your mind, you had actually subconsciously been working towards that because you made a commitment that that is what you want to achieve. And that's why goals are important, Jackson. Goals are important because you're telling yourself that there's something that I want in my life. And then you spend your energy on achieving that and making your decisions, which will gear you towards achieving that goal. People who don't have any goals at all in their life are kind of just driving around, as you know, trying to find a place, but they don't have directions and they don't really know where they want to go because they don't know what place they want to be at in the first place. So goals are important. It's important to have goals.
On The Voice of America. Issues affecting your daily lives.
And so on that note of love and good luck, we leave you. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful, as always, having you with us here on Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
And I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
Until next time, goodbye.
Let's remove the squeeze between me and you. Now rock your body.